Good morning, thanks for watching. Well, it looks like the Australian share market's going to get off to a positive, albeit modest, start to trade on Wednesday. The futures are pointing to a gain of around 0.2%. It's a question of where the momentum will come from today. US markets did quite well overnight, finishing around their best levels of the session. The S&P 500 within sight of its highs at the close, up by 0.8%. Tech stocks were the ones that were outperforming last night. The NASDAQ up by around 1.5%. So there are a couple of features last night. Probably the most important one in the bigger picture was the speech that Janet Yellen made to the Senate in relation to the nomination process for her role as the head of the US Treasury. So, of course, people familiar with the markets know about Janet Yellen. She was formerly the head of the US Federal Reserve. Her credentials are without peer, or amongst that peer of global international figures that are regarded with an immense amount of gravity. So she spoke to the Senate about a range of things, but also what she honed in on was the need to continue supporting the US economy, that this was not necessarily the time to be thinking about raising taxes, and that if things weren't done in short order, there would be consequences. She actually referred to it as scarring. So these are the sorts of things that the markets want to hear. More support, less focus on raising taxes. That's manna from heaven, really, for the markets. And that was a factor that just helped the tone of things improve. And it's important in terms of setting the tone for the early days of the Biden administration. So this is the important aspect of things. We are now moving to a vastly different era compared to the Trump administration, and the markets have already factored in a lot of good news. So it's a question now of generating that continued positive momentum, and that's the sort of speech that will help towards that end. There were more earnings results, obviously, last night. Bank of America finishing down by less than 1%. So their profit numbers were in line with expectations, but their revenue was short of what analysts had anticipated. And what stood out here was that their NIM, or net interest margin, was under pressure. So that's what you would consider, and it's to be normal under these circumstances. It's a bugbear for people when it comes to looking out further afield for bank prospects. So it'll be interesting to see how local lenders perform today, if participants have been focusing on those numbers. But then on the more positive side of things, Netflix has reported numbers after the market closed, and the shares are up by 8%. So within those figures, the EPS numbers were short of expectations, but revenue was better, and the subscription numbers were also better than expected. And they said that they're on the cusp of becoming cash flow positive, which is obviously one of the key metrics that any canny investor is looking out for. And then they also spoke about the possibility of share buybacks under those circumstances as well. So not surprisingly, that gave the shares a fillip, up by the better part of 10% at the best levels in after hours trade. Today on the local front, a couple of figures on the economic side of things. We'll be looking forward to building approvals numbers, and then also the monthly numbers in relation to consumer confidence. So consumer confidence is at quite a high ebb at the moment, so those figures will likely emulate that. The Aussie dollar under a bit of pressure as the US dollar firms up, so we're around 76.9 US cents at the moment.